Welcome to Your Bookkeeping Matters. I'm Lisa Turner, bringing you short and snackable weekly episodes on bookkeeping and business matters in an easy to understand way so you can be in control and confident that you know your bookkeeping matters. Let's dive into this week's episode. Well, hi there. Thanks for joining me today. On the show, we're going to dive into why value matters most in your small business. Because, well, while earning money and making a profit is absolutely what should be happening in your business, it shouldn't be the driver. It should be the result of what you're doing, the why you're in business. The core purpose of my small business is to support and enhance the lives and businesses of other small business owners. I went out on my own and started my own bookkeeping practice, and I started it to support other small businesses because, let's be real, numbers, finances, and bookkeeping are things business owners often find overwhelming and stressful, or they're across the numbers, but taking care of them down in the details takes them away from running their own value-driven business. This is a super short and snackable episode today by design because it is a powerful message I want to share with you so you can soak it up and head straight back to adding more value to what you're doing or focusing on value rather than profit. So let's talk about why we want to look beyond profit and prioritize adding value instead of constantly chasing those 6, 7, 8-figure revenue businesses we hear about way too much. I mean, congratulations to them. I don't disrespect that at all, but I don't want you to be chasing those revenue figures for the sake of it. I want you to be adding value, to be doing something purposeful. And if you get it right, your business has more chance to continue to grow in the direction you want it to. And honestly, I've seen a lot of financials surrounding those big revenue numbers, and the profit and the ability to pay themselves, it isn't there. So they need to change what they're doing. Stop being driven by revenue and vanity metrics and adding more value to what they're doing. There are some strategy sessions I've had with business owners where they've found themselves doing extremely well in the revenue or the profit area. And great, amazing, so happy for them, but they're not happy. They're not satisfied and they don't know what to do. So if you change this around and your business goals are value-based, it can make a much better business and life for you. Let's get into it, shall we? Let me start by defining value a little and the importance around it. Adding value or providing value goes beyond simply delivering a product or service. It's about solving problems, meeting needs, and improving the overall experience for your customers. So when your business foundation is creating value, you're not only selling something, selling a product or service, you're offering your clients solutions and making a meaningful difference in their lives. I'm not going to go into the marketing aspect and what this could look like for different products, as there is another huge topic all by itself. But adding value is always going to be a better foundation for both you and for the client. There are loads of studies and results showing customer attention and connection are higher when your customer is seeing and feeling the value. And this translates across your business revenue, and then you would hope the profitability, because you will have priced yourself according to the value you're providing. Let me share a small example with you, a bakery, and it's not particularly local to me. Now, instead of churning out big numbers of bread, treats, rolls, donuts, they're all about the experience, the ambience, the unique flavors, and the types of donuts like their Biscoff cheesecake. and the great customer service. And this is what their business is about, value for the customers. And because of this, their sales are there. It's always packed. And like I said, even though it's not local to me, I drive nearly over half an hour to go to this bakery because I love it so much. I love the products. I love everything about it. I love their dine-in area. I love everything. And so to me, it's just packed full of value and everyone sees that. And all of the aspects of their business are about it. And yes, while I said it's not about churning out the big batches of bakery treats, it's a very sweet result of them focusing on value. The customers keep on keeping on. So I hope you get what I mean when I say focus on value over profit or sales, because doing this will help you support, serve, and add value to others, whatever this might look like for your business. But sometimes you and your business might be about chasing the numbers rather than being value-based. And this is because that's the way we've been taught and that's what's extremely common and that's what you see everywhere. So it can be tricky to shift this around if you do want to focus on value. So if this is a bit of a block for you, how can you change your mindset to flip it around to think about value-based for your business? First, go back to your purpose. Why did you truly start your business? Now reflect on this. Was it because, like me, you wanted to help other business owners? Did you want to make an impact in a certain area? So find that. Go back to your purpose. Second, set yourself some non-financial goals. And this could be as simple as improving customer review ratings or even employee well-being, because it doesn't even need to be customer related or sales related, as long as it's not financially measured. And doing these new goals, that will help you shift your focus to value. And third, look for feedback and inspiration. Surround yourself with mentors, people you respect and admire. Chat with them, go to workshops, conferences, watch webinars. Hearing from these people who also focus on value and seeing and learning from them will help you switch your focus to value. So, changing to this value-providing mindset also helps you transition to a customer-centric approach for growth, which I've actually stepped you through in a recent episode. This customer-centric adding value approach guides you to build stronger connections with your customers, which in turn leads to more referrals and, again, higher retention rates. So doubling down on adding value and using this approach in your business is a continuous cycle. And to be honest, I feel like I'm doing a better job when value is my core driver, because this is what I'm all about in my business. I'm more driven to support people. I'm more excited to work and can set more goals as I reach the ones I'd already set. It's not like, oh, I've reached that sales figure, I'm done. I'm always learning and challenging myself. And that's one of the other exciting things about a value-driven business. You can always add more value, change those values that you're providing, and research. And it's always, you can be learning and growing. Whereas chasing the numbers is just a very narrow lens, and your customers can generally feel that. But something to highlight, focusing on adding value, it doesn't mean sacrificing profit. In fact, it's the opposite. You need to have a profitable and financially healthy business to continue meeting your goals and supporting or providing to more clients and customers. Unless you're a not-for-profit entity, of course, you will need to find the right balance. And by this, I mean, don't pack so much value into what you do or sell that you wind up not being profitable. Price yourself and your services according to the value you're providing. Another past episode you might find helpful, pricing for profit. And you can also download a free basic pricing calculator from my website resources, accountedforyou.com.au /pricingcalc, and I'll pop this in the show notes, of course. I want to clarify, this episode is not about adding more value or anything to your services. It's about why adding value is more important than profit, how adding value can actually increase all the other things when you focus on value. When businesses are clearly focused on revenue and the hard sell, like I mentioned before, you can tell, and it literally turns me off, and I go searching for a business elsewhere, as I'm sure you do as well. So today I'd like to leave you with a bit of a challenge. I would like you to review your goals and why you're in business. If all those goals are money focused or driven, I would like you to write yourself a few extra or new ones purely value based. And then on top of this, if you're service based, is it possible for you to provide a new resource, download, or webinar about giving your clients a new piece of value from you? Depending on what you decide on doing and how much value you're providing, if you do it as a paid one or a freebie, but focus it on value. And the other side, if you're product based, can you create a new user guide on how your customer can get the most value out of something they've bought from you, or some add-ons you can provide to complement what you're selling to truly drive home the value your products provide or the problem they're helping to solve? Again, depending on what you land on, if it's free or for a price. If you make the time to do this challenge of one, creating some new goals purely value-based, and then adding something of value depending on service or product-based, if you do this challenge, it will help you shift your mindset and make sure value adding is what your business is about. As with any business or finance related information, please, please, please do your own research. What I've suggested might not work particularly for you, but it gives you a good framework. I'm here to help you learn, grow, take what you need from these episodes to suit you and grow in your own way. Whatever changes you land on or new value you implement from this episode, I would love you to share them with me. Please shoot an email through and let me know what changes you've made, what new goals or what new value add things you're doing for your customers. Thank you for listening to what I feel is a super important topic here on your favorite Bookkeeping Matters podcast. I love breaking these topics down for you and supporting you and your goals. Speaking of which, next week on the show, I have 5 ways to be a better business owner. Don't forget to subscribe or follow, and I'll chat you then.